Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A story that we didn't give a lot of attention to as it unfolded, but I mean, it's pretty remarkable to me. This Virginia Wesleyan University business professor and dean, who has now resigned because of a tweet in which he said, people who chose to vote for Biden for president are ignorant, anti-American, and anti-Christian. Okay, I mean, that's not very diplomatic to say, not very nice to say, I guess, but really, would you resign over that? Should you be forced out over that? I mean, am I living in an alternate universe when I read what people say about me and about Donald Trump's supporters, and this guy's the one who's got to go? I don't know. Jasmine Walk is a reporter for Campus Reform, and she's with us this morning. You've been covering this, Jasmine?
Oh, yes, we have. I mean, this is just the latest example of the double standard on college campuses, specifically when it comes to expressing political views. So, I mean, let's just, you know, break down the details of this. Like you said, This is a professor at Virginia Wesleyan University, Paul Ewell, who on his personal social media expressed disapproval with Biden supporters, right? And he felt so much backlash that he felt forced to resign. And what we saw from the school was that they came forward saying that they acknowledged that they were aware of these comments and that they, you know, happily accepted his resignation. But what we've seen from liberals on college campuses is when they pull these same kinds of actions, they receive completely different treatment. So two people could do the exact same thing in higher education, but it seems your treatment is dependent on what political ideology you hold.
Yeah. I mean, is the dean, Paul Ewell, is he tenured? Shouldn't he? That's what I often hear is like, well, you can't go after him because the liberal professor is tenured and they need the freedom to be able to say whatever they want, even if it's just patently offensive or threatening to people, they still get that defense. Is Paul Ewell tenured?
Right. Well, what we know is that, the treatment, it doesn't apply. The rules don't matter at the end of the day when it comes to conservatives because they are always treated differently, specifically in higher education, whether you're a professor or a student. I mean, we've reported numerous examples of professors on the opposite end, right? Demonizing and insulting, whether it's Trump supporters or, I mean, just Republicans, even Christians, anyone who falls out of line with the progressive agenda. And, you know, they get to keep their jobs, whether it's a view that they expressed on social media or even in the classroom itself. Let's see, there was one professor, Anthea Butler, at the University of Pennsylvania, who called Republicans craven and evil on her personal social media. But what did we see there? The university did not make a statement about her comments, like we saw from Virginia Wesleyan. And she got to keep her job. And we saw the University of Wisconsin-Madison. There was this other professor of gender and women's studies, Sam Schalk, who tweeted during the vice presidential debate that Pence was a racist and also used other profanities that we can't necessarily say on the radio.
Right.
And the university came to her defense and said it was her First Amendment right. One other example I would like to bring up is that there was a professor at Grand Valley State University, Joel Wendyland Liu, who called the Republican Party as a whole a terrorist organization. Those were the actual words that he threw around, terrorist organization. And guess what? They're still employed. So again, I think this is just a clear example of the double standard that we see in treatment of conservatives versus liberals on college campuses.
Yeah. Freedom of speech has got to cut both ways, even when it's offensive. I mean, I would say to those professors, especially the ones that can't articulate a thought without vulgarities, hey, you should reconsider your job if you are so intellectually obtuse that you can't come up with a real argument that doesn't sound, you know, doesn't distinguish you from a 16-year-old in a your mama contest. You know, that's, I'm shocked by how many educators don't seem to be able to go to a more literate way of arguing a point. But, you know, just to be fair, Jasmine, let me make sure I'm not missing something. Dean Yule here, that ignorant anti-American, anti-Christian comment about Biden supporters, which, quite frankly, on the scale of offensive is pretty low, in my opinion. There's not something I'm missing. It's not like there's another part of this quote that drops the F-bomb or, you know, says something horrible that we're deliberately excluding here. That's the full context of what he had to say.
You are exactly right. And I mean, I want to break that down specifically because this generation has been so obsessed with this idea of being politically correct that they can no longer look at opinion objectively and just see it for what it is. Mm-hmm. So this professor said he feels that Biden supporters are anti-American and anti-Christian. And I mean, this isn't really debatable at the end of the day.
So I mean, Biden some of them would proudly proclaim that, to be honest with you.
But also a very good point. But I mean, this man himself on camera has said that America is an idea that we never lived up to, right? And I mean, there was another time that he said there's nothing special about being an American. And I'll say personally, as someone whose grandparents sacrificed everything to come here from the Philippines so that our family could have the American dream, this was extremely disappointing to hear from the man who wants to lead the greatest country on earth. I mean, there's
from
a reason why so many people... Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why so many people glorify America and want what we have. We offer the greatest opportunity for all people. I mean, regardless of your race, religion, gender, whatever. But like, he himself has consistently leaked this anti-American core. And then the second part of that he said that Biden supporters are anti-Christian. I mean, this man is openly pro-choice and he claims to be a Catholic, right? His religion clearly states opposition to those values. And I mean, I know I'm a Christian woman and I have personally no idea how you can claim to be both of faith and pro-choice. But again, bringing it back to this generation, they think so much with their feelings that they no longer have the ability to just look at facts objectively.
Yeah. And to give other people the right to say what they want to say, even if they don't like it. That's the problem here. It is a total double standard. I appreciate you shining a light on it. Jasmine Walk, a reporter for Campus Reform, and I understand you were a producer on the early morning news at Fox for a while, so you've been around the block a couple of times.
Oh, yeah,
Jasmine,
definitely.
I appreciate it, and I hope we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
It was so good talking to you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.